Good afternoon. Back in June, I requested your permission to apply for a portion of an energy efficiency and conservation block grant that was allocated to Sussex County through the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. With your approval, I applied for the $40,000 grant to hire a consultant to help us decide how the county should best invest the remaining $648,600. Flexera of Harbison, Delaware was the consultant who won the bid to develop our strategy. Over the last month and a half, Flexera has audited 8 of the county's top energy usage facilities. With the help of Steve Hudson and various county staff, Flexera has produced a proposal for your approval. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to Cameron Hoy of Flexera for him to talk about their recommendations.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We have quite a bit of material to get through, so I'm going to kind of run through the first couple ones since Gina just alluded to that and then get into the meat of this. We'll start with the American Recovery Act. It basically gave us the money to do this on the Energy Conservation Block Program. We were allocated the $688,000 for energy efficiency and conservation strategy, and keep going to the goals there. Our goals were to establish baseline energy use of several county facilities, identify energy management opportunities, EMOs, specify programs and projects that will provide energy savings, job creation, and economic stimulus, establish energy monitoring and verification plan, and then we also provided technical support for all the preparation of the grant application forms for the EECBG. The goals of the block grant were to reduce fossil fuel emissions in a manner that is environmentally sustainable, reduce total energy use, improve energy efficiency in buildings. The expected outcomes from these objectives and goals would be that jobs would be created in the county, energy would be saved, therefore taking down all of your operational costs, renewable energy capacity increased, greenhouse gas emissions reduced, and funds would be leveraged. The eligible funding activities based on the block grant proposal would be a strategy for the county, a technical consulting services that would be where we came in, the energy efficiency retrofits, energy conservation programs, energy distribution. We would go through reduction of greenhouse gases, energy renewable energy technologies, traffic signal retrofit. We did the first 7 of 9 and have proposed a plan to take care of those. We acknowledge these goals, and our plan maximizes the leverage funds, immediately reduces the county's energy costs, creates jobs, provides economic stimulus, creates an annual revenue, and provides an educational demonstration for the county, state, students, and so forth. So it's a two-part proposal, one that would save taxpayer money, generate revenue, again, stimulate the economy, create jobs, and provide for a sustainable future. So here's the meat of this presentation. Part one of the proposal would be the Emergency Operations Center solar installation. So if the county allocates all its funds into a renewable energy source, you're eligible for many rebates, revenue through rec credits, and we're going to get into that. So we're going to jump into our proposal, our location, where we proposed it, and the reasons why we did that. So here's basically our solar energy proposal. We picked a site in conjunction with Sussex County. Next slide. Or if you want to say something.
Well, this just gives you an example of the type of system that we proposed. It is a ground mount system, so it wouldn't be on any buildings. It would be just in a field. The location here is the Emergency Operations Center. Located right here. The site is adjacent to that building, so it would be tied into the Emergency Operations Center meter. This is a kind of an estimated layout that we produced, just to give you an idea of why it is the way it is. This line here indicates all of the shading coming off of the trees adjacent to the site. It was a fairly constrained site, so in order to fit the maximum amount of panels we could on the site, we had to pretty much stagger the rows back against that shading line. The reason they're spaced out like this is because in the winter sun angles, you need to have, you have a lower sun angle, so you have to space the panels out further. So this layout really kind of was one of our only options with the half an acre that we had discussed with the county.
So now we get into kind of the bottom line here of what this renewable energy will save. It'll save $12,350 in your, you know, annually. Based on today's current electric prices are going up every year, so therefore your savings will increase every year. And the graph there states or shows that it's kind of like a simple payback graph that shows, you know, throughout the year with an inflation of 5% electric rates, you know, what your utility cost is and where the renewable energy source stays, you know, a static line. So you're kind of locked into that rate price per kilowatt.
If it produces more than is needed.
No, this is just in its production, it feeds into the grid, mm-hmm. and you're paying that price per kilowatt hour mm-hmm. for the generation created by the solar resource.
Mm-hmm. So there's no net metering or any such thing?
There is net metering.
Oh, there is, okay.
Yep. This shows, this is a bill from the Emergency Operations Center, 2008. Here's the cost. Here's what the PV generation system would produce every month, and that's ran through a model called PV Watts, which takes our location in and weather data, therefore very accurate database. Here's your savings in just energy cost, and then this is the solar renewable energy certificate income, the revenue that would be created every year. That's what we'll get into the next. So you can see your total savings in income looks to be around $42,000. Which is a 14% offset of the energy usage at the Emergency Operations Center, and then a bill offset of 49% for that one county facility.
Did you take into account the loss of use of that land?
No.
Okay.
I would like to actually maybe defer that to Gina or Jim, because they were the ones.
Just curious.
Okay.
It's cheaper for you to install them on the ground, obviously, than roof mount them?
Well, a system that size wouldn't. We, out of the facilities that we looked at, there wasn't enough roof space nor orientation. You have to have solar south orientation. Mm-hmm. So this was an area that had lots of land around it that we targeted as a good. Plus, the Emergency Operations Center is an energy efficient building. You don't want to put renewable energies on an inefficient building. So we want to tie into that meter there, and it kind of also with the wording in the grant is the best fit for the facility of the county that we chose.
Okay.
So solar renewable energy certificates, they are a market-based commodity, and for every 1,000 kilowatt hours of solar energy production, you get around $250. That's today's market price, and that's a conservative. You know, they're selling around $275 per. Your system will generate 121. So when you do the math behind that, it's around $30,000 a year. Here's a cash flow of both your energy savings and your solar renewable energy income. Now these numbers, you see these increasing. That's with our 5% inflation of electricity costs. Your solar renewable energy credit, we left that at $250 per. That is that's only increasing. It's a regional market, so you can sell into different utilities in different states, which are worth more, and you would aggregate them with a company and can get the best buy or, you know, highest bidder. Bottom line, though, $1.3 million over the 25-year warranty of the panels. The solar systems owe 40-plus years life.
That's where I was going to ask you how long it lasts, so.
And they withstand hurricanes and high winds and.
Yes.
Okay, good. Because I understand some of them that are on the market these days may not. So
Well, if they're designed with engineers, you know,
right, okay,
we'll withstand that. All of the proposed materials we have PE stamps, and right, you know, those are process permits. You're gonna, we'll have to go through that process. And the other big point behind this whole proposal is that you'll receive a $211,000 cash grant. We propose, that's through the state of Delaware's Green Energy Grant Program. So pretty much we've leveraged the funds through that and created a grant worth $893,000. So we turned your $688,000 into a large chunk of money that can be reinvested into energy efficiency for the county, upgrades, retrofits, and I would like to go through some proposed ideas we have for that money. This is the bottom line again, that you know, you're going to save this much, generate revenue, and receive a cash grant, which minus the cash grant, this is your bottom line, $1.3 million, that you would have normally just, you know, put into your energy costs. So this is part two, the Green Energy Efficiency Grant, grant rebate, how to use that and maximize that, getting your best payback with an investment for the county.
They still have the money, right, at the state? Is there...
Yes, they do.
Okay.
And all this has been confirmed with the Green Energy Grant Program, and I've talked to them, and
good,
I'm sure other county officials have as well. This rebate, we would like to address. This is energy management opportunities. These are things that we saw as doing energy audits as energy managers, going through the county and targeting certain things that we know we can get your best rate of return. Those energy management opportunities addressed were power quality, the creation of a county energy management program, some heating retrofits, lighting upgrades, monitoring equipment, a building envelope proposal, and a creation of an energy efficient fund that we'd like to discuss. So basically breaking these down into slides, power quality. In the administration building, this building here, we found that your power quality was around 73%. Most of that comes from harmonic distortion from computers and variable frequency drives and such.
I knew that. I knew it.
So this is a little diagram for anyone who doesn't know about harmonic distortion. Basically, you want these sine waves to be in sync, and that's not occurring here, so your power quality is poor. And what we're proposing is to install 5 energy-efficient, highly harmonic-canceling transformers. Your transformers now in this building are aluminum-wound. They're 15 years old, highly inefficient.
Highly inefficient? Inefficient.
Inefficient.
Okay.
They are not efficient. And our, you know, your cost on running those machines is in $18,000 a year, just when I ran the numbers here. Put your status quo transformers into this and put the PowerSmith transformer, what its proposed annual cost. With this one change, you're looking at an $18,000 difference. And you know, over 32 years of life of the transformer, $1.5 million savings. Just 5 transformers in this building. Here, I'd like to discuss, you know, a county energy management program. What that will do is create a strategy and set goals for the county to meet in energy efficiency. If you, you know, just saving 1% throughout the county, we'll show you the numbers on that. If a program is enforced, it will take administration level all the way down to all employees to kind of follow that, and there'll be, you know, kind of an education upswing and a lot of work on that. So that's why we put an investment of $40,000 into that program. We found at the Emergency Operations Center there was a heating control issue. It's a new building, has, you know, geothermal heat. It's very efficient, but the data centers were cooled and heated at this in the same system as the large room where everyone works. And it's 25-foot ceilings, and all your heat's going, and you're losing it with the data center. Anyway, if you isolate those data centers, cool them separately from the system, those controls will level out, and you're not wasting all that money in heating and cooling because you have a, you know, beautiful geothermal system. why not utilize it to its best? Right now it's being wasted. So pretty much $25,000 is the proposal from the industry, HVAC efficiency, companies out there. Give me a quote that if we do ductless split condensers and some wall-mounted indoor units for just the data centers, which is isolating that, you'll save tremendously. Lighting retrofits. Basically, lighting is a low-lying fruit in energy management programs. It's something you can save a lot of money in just by changing existing lighting to compact fluorescents. And this building right now, you cannot save too much. Actually, you're doing well in this building. So I did the West Complex as an example. You can save, lighting accounts for around 30% of an energy building's cost, energy usage. So if I took your energy cost per year is $55,000 at the West Comp.
It's in your shirt. And it's,
yeah.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Very sensitive.
I thought you were Solomon.
Hopefully no one's Solomon right now. Regardless, so $55,000, your average line cost, 30% of that is $16,500. Let's say we go in there and need to get an energy lighting audit done, and they can save you half that, which is a conservative number. You're looking at a savings of $8,250 a year right there at the West Complex.
For changing light bulbs?
Changing light bulbs.
In 1 year?
Yes.
Wow.
One place where, as an example, I use the West Complex. Somewhere where we did not do an energy audit, which we would like to get into, is the airport runway. There's some pretty unique and creative things going on right now in the industry on airport runway lighting. First off, you have a cost of maintenance of getting a guy out there to change these lights every year. That's an added cost. Then you have the cost of running an incandescent runway lighting. Changing it to LED is what's been going on in the industry, what we've heard, and that just saves a tremendous amount energy-wise and maintenance-wise. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're changing that every 5 to 10 years, not every year having a guy go out or doing a work order every time a light goes out. So West Complex is an example. You could probably spend the $60,000 into airport runway lighting and save that. The return on investment would be 1 year, and you'd be looking at saving a tremendous amount of money.
Did you hear that, Jim?
All for it.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
A monitoring and control system. Right now, you do have ProLogic monitoring equipment at your wastewater facility, but it's not installed. So we hope that that will be installed, and that we would like to put submeters. For any successful energy management program, you need to collect data. If you don't have data, you can't set goals. You can't perform the program to its fullest. So what we're prioritizing there is that you put some submeters in, you get this energy monitoring equipment up and running, you can collect some baseline data and then set goals from there. And we're allocating $15,000 for that. The building envelope at the West Complex, this is something we saw immediately that needs to be addressed. The insulation in that building just needs to be reinstated. It's there, it just needs to be reinstated. That building went through many different changes through its life. Offices were set up, drop ceilings were put in, electricity was run to, power different parts of that building. The insulation wasn't reinstated. Right now you're just losing tremendous amount of energy in the attic. So we're saying please put some ventilation in there and put the insulation back, $5,000 investment in that, small investment for a huge payback.
Great idea.
This is a creation of an energy efficiency fund. The $28,000 left of the $211,000 that from the grant could be placed in an energy efficiency fund for the county. This would be replenished by a 20% of the annual savings, which is around $8,000. So then you would have a fund created for future projects, funding for those projects, and then it would be replenished every year by $8,000. And then you could, 2027, you want to put some new transformers in, bam, you have the money there for you. At no cost really to taxpayers or anything, because this all came from a grant.
The transformers you were recommending for this building, they would have a life of 32 years, did you say?
Yes.
But the ones we have now are 15 years old and
yeah, it's
just they're, not the right kind.
They're not. They're outdated. The technology has changed quite a bit. Those have you know, capacitor banks inside them which cancel harmonics.
Okay.
Yeah. When you put all these computers and everything into a system, into an office building, you change the harmonics, and so those transformers don't really take care of that. You would have to put a capacitor bank in line to take care of those harmonics. Well, this kills two birds with one stone. You get new transformers and cancel your harmonics. So this is a cash flow model of just reinvesting that rebate money. There were some assumptions made that I like, you know, to be clear here. If you did do an energy management program and just saved 1%, so it's very conservative. Most programs save 15 to 30%, but let's say you save 1%. That looks at $18,000. The building envelope, if you say 1% with that, which is probably, it's super, it's going to be more than that, but the conservative, that's $550 out of that bill, and so forth and so on. So I made some assumptions here to get the $45,000 total annual savings. They're very conservative ones, and I expect them to be a lot higher. But let's just go with the $45,000. If you put it into a cash flow with your $211,000 investment, you're looking at a payback of in 5 years, and then you can see just the savings increase, you know, to close to $1 million by the time of that. So to revisit the bottom line here, in fiscal year 2009, you spent about $1.8 million on electric cost. If we could save 1% of that annual, you know, 1% of that $1.8 million, we're looking at $18,000. 5%, $91,000. And then we, you know, state here again that most successful energy management programs can cut that cost 15 to 30%. On July 29th, I like to bring the attention that Governor Jack Markell signed Senate Bill 106, creating an energy efficiency resource standard, set a goal for reducing electric consumption by 15% in state. 15% in savings for the county would be $273,000 yearly saved. So just to recap, you know, using this money from the conservation strategy, eligible activity, renewable energy investment, you're getting electricity generated for you. You're creating revenue. You're going to get a rebate that you can reinvest into energy efficiency strategies that we present. More can be presented and voted upon, and therefore saving the county a tremendous amount of money in operational costs that can be used for many other programs that you probably need money for.
Thank
That's
you.
Our proposal.
Very informative.
Any questions?
No.
What do we do next, Dave?
Well, the next step would be to continue with this plan and at least first look at the EOC and work on a bid package for the solar panels for the Emergency Operations Center.
Good.
I'd like to make a motion to apply for the grant for the remaining for the solar panels.
Right. Yeah, okay. We have to apply for a grant, right?
I have a question. You didn't consider windmills out there at the EOC.
Good airplanes flying.
We did not. Okay. There is no wind resource at the EOC.
No, not enough wind out there.
Just a lot of hot air.
Well, you have towers out
we
there.
We did consider reflectivity for airport pilots,
mm-hmm.
and that's not an issue.
Okay.
Ms. Jennings, did you say you had a motion today?
She got a motion.
Why don't you come up and share it with us?
Yeah.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council authorizes the Director of Accounting, along with the recommendation of the Engineering Department, to apply for the remaining funds made available through the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Block Grant by proposing the project of installing solar panels adjacent to the Emergency Operations Center.
Okay.
So moved.
We have second. A motion and a second on that. Questions? Is any of the money that's going into this project county money, or is it all federal and state grants?
All federal.
All federal. Okay.
Wonderful.
No Sussex County dollars through our account anyway.
Save money.
Any other questions before we take the vote? Ms. Deaver.
Yes, I complained about the cost of this study, but I was wrong.
Mr. Vincent.
Yes, and I didn't complain about the cost of the study.
He's never wrong. Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, Ms. Jennings. Very good job, Ms. Jennings.
Yes, thank you. Everyone.
Public hearings, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President.